It's After Them Jams. If you want to know about Tim Waltz and he's from Minnesota, well, we got to go to somebody in Minnesota who knows what's happening in Minnesota. So I got my big brother on the phone line, the general manager of KMOJ in Minneapolis. Freddie Bell, how you doing today, sir?
Unbelievable. How are you, sir?
Man, doing great, man. Tell me, like, are you guys excited that your governor is going to be on the ticket with Kamala Harris?
Well, I would imagine that a lot of people across the state of Minnesota are excited. You know, this is not the first time that we've had one of our favorite sons occupy or potentially occupy one of the top seats in United States government. Hubert H. Humphrey is from the state of Minnesota, and he served as vice president, and he hailed from right here in Minnesota.
Oh, wow. I remember. Great. Wow. So a lot of people might not know who is Tim Waltz. Can you tell us a little bit about him from your perspective, from KMOJ or Freddie Bell perspective?
Well, I can give you just a little bit about his history. He served in Congress for 12 years, so he is no newcomer to politics. And he's in his seventh year as the governor of the state of Minnesota. He was reelected. And with his progressive stance, a lot of people have seen his work. They understand what he's done. He's got a pragmatic approach, I should say, to progressive leadership. And he has this interesting ability to bring people together to address the challenges we face, like a balanced approach to public safety, record investments in K-12 education, and even a codification of productive rights in state law. So it's an interesting time here in Minnesota to have someone that we've had a front row seat to see how he works, to talk with him one-on-one. And as a matter of fact, he was my special guest when I was inducted into the Hall of Fame for broadcasting not that long ago.
Wow, really? Wow. So you know him personally then? You had a relationship with Governor Waltz?
Yes. You know, being in this business, as you probably know, you get close to some people that you normally would not in your just regular walk of life. And so it's not because we're great buddies or friends or anything like that. But right. This business affords us the opportunity to talk with leaders of not only politics, but in private business as well. So I take that with a grain of salt, but we've been fortunate to share information about how this state runs, how the United States government runs, and some of the players in it.
Have he made any decisions that has positively impacted the black community in Minnesota?
Well, yeah, he set up the first office in the state of Minnesota for diversity and inclusion. And that person happened to be a really close friend of mine, and he's gone on to other things, but he has really put diversity and inclusion and equity right in the middle ground for everyone across the state of Minnesota. So he's not backed away from those types of issues here at all.
Wow. So do you think this is a great pick? You know, some people were thinking that the Pennsylvania governor is going to get it because of the need to get Pennsylvania. But what are your thoughts?
This pick reminds me of when Obama was running for the first time, and he made the pick of Joe Biden to be his vice president, a person who is seasoned in politics. And I think just from that perspective alone, and also to shore up the Midwest, the upper Midwest, and some of those possible swing states, from that perspective alone, and just with his knowledge of just how politics work, and also connecting with people through the Midwest, I'm not in a position to say whether or not it's a great pick or a good pick.
Right.
It is definitely a pick that has energized people in the state of Minnesota. Some are really in his corner. Others, with the millions of dollars that the Democratic Party have pushed through in the last session, they are a little upset with him. But certainly, there will be fires lit on both sides of the aisle. But you'll see that Waltz is very clear about the things that he has to say, and he doesn't back away from a fight.
Wow. Has he made himself accessible to the black community and the black media?
Always. He's a regular guest in our studios, and I'll tell you how close he is. I hope your audience forgives this analogy, but we don't have to tell him which way to go to the restaurants.
Wow, that's been his home then, KMOJ. Wow, Freddie.
You asked, sir.
Wow. Okay, then. Well, I already know. I knew I had to call you. You were my first call. And I know some people who works in the Vice President Harris office and at the White House, but you were my first call because I wanted to hear from somebody who's on the ground. Other question, how have things gotten in Minnesota and Minneapolis since the George Floyd incident? Has it gotten better?
Well, it's unfortunate that Minnesota will forever be known as the place where George Floyd was murdered. But it also has opened up a lot of opportunities for growth and for development. It's a shame that a black person had to die in the way that he did in order for things like that to happen. I'd rather Minnesota be in the background than to be known for a place where a black man was killed at the hands of a police officer. But be that as it may, we're taking these kinds of opportunities like George Floyd. There have been others, Jamar Clark. There's a long list of individuals, Ricky Cobb. It's interesting that things like this have happened, but this is not something that will hold us back. It's certainly something that energizes and propels people to move forward to make sure that the rights of black people in particular, in general, people of color, and even the state of Minnesota are taken care of, and that we all have a seat at the table for progressive change in this state and in our country.
Wow. Freddie Bell on the phone line, General Manager KMOJ. Before we go, I got to put this plug out there. At my desk, at my office, at my office studio at my house, I keep your book, Word to the Wise, right by me. 370 pages of just simple word to the wise, one sentence. Man, how did you manage to put this all together, man, and how long did it take you?
Actually, once everything got rolling, it came together pretty quickly, but yeah, it's been almost 20 years in the making. I've been sharing these kinds of ideas and concepts for years, and an associate of mine said, well, why don't you just put it in a book? And, you know, you're busy, I'm busy, but I finally took the time a couple of years ago and said, okay, let me just put this together for nothing else for my family. And here it is, Words to the Wise, available. I'm not going to plug it, but it's out there, Words to the Wise. You can pick it up wherever you find books online.
Well, I plug it. It's a great book. People go over to Amazon. I hope it's available on Amazon. Or
it is.
And type in Freddie Bell, Words to the Wise. A great book. I read it myself. Very simple. You know, very simple. You need something inspiring. You want to know about a love seeker? Here's today, Words to the Wise. If you want to be loved, then love. There you go. It's simple.
And I got one for you before we step away. Just know this, that everything works out well.
Wow. There you go. My big brother, thank you so much for being a beacon of light for the people in Minneapolis. Your radio station is a legacy station there. It's a leader, and our community station looks up to KMOJ as our big brother in this scheme of broadcast. God bless you, man. I appreciate you.
God bless you, too, and thank you for the opportunity to share with your wonderful, ever-growing audience.
Thank you. Take care.